Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
And Lord, we just thank you and sit in anticipation to hear what your Spirit has for us this morning. Lord, we just thank you for the family gathering together, being obedient to your word. And Father, we ask right now that I decrease and you increase. I pray they not see the messenger, but they see the message. For it's in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Wow. So what is the picture we see here? We see that Jesus Christ has just came from the temple, and his disciples come to him privately and ask him this question. The question that they ask is, what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? So the disciples wanted to know when Jesus Christ was going to return and when the end of the world was going to happen. But I think Jesus' response to their question is the key. Jesus did not tell them at what time he would come back. Why didn't he tell them that? Because if we know Scripture, the Bible tells us only the Father knows the time when Jesus Christ will return and when the world will end. So Jesus did not answer that question. He did let them know signs of when it's coming close. And the first thing he tells them, even before he starts giving them signs, the first thing is he tells them is to be not deceived. Look at verse 4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Why did Jesus start off answering their question about the signs? And he says, hey, let no man deceive you. I'll tell you. Because during these last and evil days, the man will try to deceive you into believing a lie instead of believing a truth. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Also, John chapter 8, verse 32 says it this way, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Jesus Christ is warning us that in the last days we must know the truth, because the world, man, will try to deceive us. There's going to be great signs that we don't even know that are going to try to deceive us and say, hey, is Christ here? Is Christ there? We already know this about some of the ones in the past. Jim Jones, David Carruth, and all these other people. They're saying, hey, I'm Christ, follow me, go here. But we know that Jesus Christ is going to come in the same manner that he left. When he left on a cloud. Remember, the angels appeared to the disciples and say, hey, why stand ye gazing? The same way Jesus left is the same way he's going to return. The Bible tells us he's coming on a cloud, and every eye shall see him. So what we need to know is, if Jesus Christ tells us be not deceived, I'll ask you this question. Do you think people will try to deceive us? The answer is yes. Jesus would not have told us to be not deceived if people were not going to try to deceive us. And he tells us plainly that the only way that this is going to happen, we have to know the truth. So I'm encouraging you, family, to get in God's Word. These are great times because we have time. And we have time to get into His Word. So make sure that we're in God's Word every chance that we get. The next thing is Jesus Christ then goes on to tell them.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.